Okie doke, it's VR podcasting here, recording live, well, almost live by the time you hear this from Scarborough. And okie doke, who uses that anymore? I didn't plan to say that, it just came out the way it did. I'm standing on the seawall, actually on the wrong side of the railings, so I should probably take a picture of that for those that can see my current position and show you that. Yes, I will if I remember. But yeah, it's the last full day, so I just thought I'd do a little audio boo. And hopefully you will... Yeah, it's one of those, isn't it? You come here to the seaside and you wish to hear it. And you often hear it only on sort of sound scapes that other people provide, such as CDs and whatnot. And you actually forget that actually it's the sort of thing you yearn to hear. And then when you hear you, yeah, you take it for granted. So thought I'd do that for you guys and for myself, I'm being quite honest. So, little catch-up. We've been, obviously, our intrepid trio became intrepid. Can you have an intrepid or whatever, something quad quintet? No, that's five, isn't it? Anyway, four of us now because Keith's older... child Ben's 18, he's with us now. Many of you have heard of Ben before, and they're down there playing on the beach at the moment, and with obviously Alice, his younger sister, and whatever, and I'm standing on the wall because I'm not a really big sand person, if I'm being honest. Ben's coming up now back towards me, and he'll probably want to stand on the wall too. I'll just do an audio boo, Ben. But you can join in if you wish. I'm on the wall.
Okay.
You can kind of get to it, but it'd be weird. Watching my stuff on the bag there, that's it. You could either sit on it and pull yourself up and sit on it, or you could kind of go up the stairs and find the rail in front and then amble alongside. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You could. I think you should. Oh, you won't get it. Yeah, yeah. That's it. Don't leave it so other people can trip over it. That's it. No, I wouldn't do it. Oh, you reckon you'll do it that way?
Okay.
Watch my speakers in the bag though, that's it.
Okay,
yeah, and Ben's we can't video this, but we can audio it. He's gonna no god bloody hell, come on. Are you there? Oh yeah, that was almost smoothly done. So Ben's joined me now. So what's your first impression of Scarborough, Ben? Because I've been hearing lots of local audio boos about Scarborough and they've been mixed. There's another bloke and he was like, actually, I better not take the mic out of him because he might be following me now for all I know. But he was a little bit... Yes, I've come to Scarborough and quite honestly, it's the second time I've come and it's looking dim and dull and quite a little bit sorry for itself. And then he was saying, oh yes, but people in the North Bay are very much a better class of people. He was saying... and they're very down at heel, I think, in the south. And I was like, oh my life. But he's quite funny. So what's your impressions? You've never been to Scarborough before, have you?
No.
Okay, so what do you think? Ben's just got here from, well, London, amongst, but yeah, that's what he was doing at the moment. So, go on. Oh, blimey.
I'm bored, I don't understand where I think you fit.
Oh, I don't want that on my audio boo, though. Okay, so Ben's got nothing really to say about Scarborough.
Yeah, I do. I think Scarborough's cool.
Well, it's cool now, yeah? It's
getting
a bit
cold.
It
would be even cooler if the if the sun came out.
Yeah, you've missed that. If you look round the bay at the moment, well, to the right and the left, it's getting quite misty, actually, so that could be interesting. You can, I've never seen our side of the cliffs shrouded in sort of foggy, misty kind of stuff. And to be honest, if I could take two pictures at once for audio boo, I'd take a misty bay picture and a me standing on the wall picture. But as that isn't the case, you'll have to make do with just me and Penn, actually, if I can fit him in standing on the wall. So yeah, it's been good. And what we've done the last few days. We have been to, well, I went to London. That's a long story and I can't go into detail here, but it was worth it and it was good and productive and adventurous.
Come on, now.
And it's all right. And what else? I went to the Jorvik Museum, which I've got loads of audio to put up about the Jorvik Museum and the Castle Museum, which was what they call a social history museum.
They went to Castle Fest.
We didn't go to Castle Fest. Yeah, I'm audio booing. So, that was really good. And I'd say London was great as well. 2 hours. I was impressed. I know I tweeted a lot about that, but I was actually genuinely impressed. But at the end of the day, it was a non-stop train and it was going 125 miles an hour or whatever. So let's see. So yeah, 150, so 300 miles plus a bit, for sort of 400 or 500 miles I would have travelled yesterday. So that's certainly not what the Vikings would have been used to. Ben's just got down from the wall, so he managed to do that. That's there, mate, you're all right. Without any disruption. He is renowned for not warning me about popping his wine corks, and they do have a propensity to sound like shotguns when they go off and scare me off rigid. But anyway, that was more talking than I anticipated, and more things happening, really. Not spectacularly dramatic things, but things nevertheless. So I thought I'd keep the thing on and have a little share with that with you. Because that's what you do on your holiday. And VR podcasting and his audio booze are serendipitous to a large extent anyway. And that's why I love audio boo so much, because I can be serendipitous. And I really do mean that. Just you guys, big shout out to you, the Audio Boo crew. But yeah, it is good, because I do like to do the boos and just put stuff up when I want. And well, up to half hour now, I've got my pro account, which you can get too for 60 quid a month. No, 60 quid a year, not 60 quid a month. And that wasn't an advert for them. They're not paying me, although they're quite welcome to. After that, if they want to, I wouldn't say no at this stage, having spent lots of holiday money on stuff, as you do. Anyway, since I've been talking, the sea is coming a little bit nearer, and you've listened to it enough, I think, now, so I will speak to you soon. And I thought it was a seagull then, it was Ben. Bloody hell, I thought I was being attacked by a bleeding seagull. So he does come and surprise you with sound, Ben sound. You never know what could happen with Ben sound. Right, I really am off now, and we will fade into the distance as I so go. And we'll speak soon, and I don't think there's anything I've missed, so goodbye.